but it means that every community who loses counting of those who are missionaries or legitimate residents, other than the fact they're on a two-year mission, for the next 10 years, that kid is nothing as far as the official census of the United States is concerned. They don't exist. And anything that comes for programs, for funding, that also means that that doesn't generate anything for that community.
Congressman Rob Bishop is frustrated missionaries for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who are living abroad are not counted in the census. In 2000, Bishop says Utah was less than 850 residents short of a congressional seat. If missionaries were counted, Bishop says it would have been a different story. Because federal employees and active military personnel living abroad are counted, Bishop says there should be an effort made to include all citizens living abroad. While not everyone would be successfully counted, he thinks the effort should still be made, especially when there is an easy documentation of these citizens in the case of missionaries.
The Census Bureau could say, no, we're going to attempt to count everybody and make that simply as a policy. We tried to encourage them to do that and get them to do that while I was in Congress, and they flat out refused because it would be too much work for them. The church in Utah can easily document their kids. There are missionaries in other denominations that are out there that are easily tractable. They also should count for those areas in which they reside.
Despite this argument, the Federal District Court in Salt Lake City found in 2001 that counting Latter-day Saint missionaries would disproportionately increase Utah's population count, while counting federal and military personnel helps all the states. Bishop believes that missionaries returning home due to the coronavirus pandemic will have some effect on the census, but not the full effect they would have if they were documented while living abroad. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.